Hello everyone! Welcome to Yakutsk, the coldest major city in the world. More than 300,000 people live here, even though in winters it normally gets below minus 50 degrees Celsius. You might be wondering, how do people actually live in a place this cold? Well, today I'm going to show you what real homes look like in Yakutsk. We'll visit three the most common types of buildings where people live. Old wooden two-story houses, Soviet-style apartment blocks, and brand new modern buildings. We will see what they look like inside, how much they cost, and how do people actually keep them warm and cozy, even if it's freezing cold outside. Let's go and see.
Let's start with one of the oldest types of buildings in Yakutsk. We call them dvuhetashki, or two-story wooden houses. In 2025, there are more than 1,000 of them across the city. Most were built back in the 1960s to 1980s, and many families have lived in them for generations. There are two doors at the entrance, that's to keep the heat inside. It's important because winters here are long and cold, and the lowest temperature ever recorded in Yakutsk was minus 64 degrees Celsius. Each building has two floors with four apartments on each. The shared area is old and a bit worn, you can really see how much time has passed. And near the entrance, there is usually a row of mailboxes and a small bench, a simple place where neighbors stop for a chat. Inside, everything is simple but cozy. Here we have a small kitchen with a gas stove. And a bathroom, with both cold and hot running water, by the way. Next, there is a living room and a dining area, with a TV and a fridge. And there is also a small bedroom, although today there is no bed here. The rent for such an apartment starts at about 15,000 rubles per month, or around $180. Utility bills are quite low, about 5,000 rubles, or $60. If you want to buy a small flat here, it will be around 3 million rubles, which is roughly $37,000. Because of permafrost, the frozen ground beneath our city, the warmth from the houses slowly melts the soil underneath. When the ground softens, buildings begin to sink, tilt and crack. It's sad because it's obviously uncomfortable to live in damaged homes. Fortunately, there is a government program that helps residents move into new, safer buildings. These houses were once a dream for many families. They were built for people who came to Yakutsk for work decades ago. In the 1970s, having an apartment here meant comfort, warmth, stability, and a new life in a growing city. But time changes everything. The walls have aged, the floors have tilted, and the permafrost beneath is slowly melting, turning the once solid ground into a swamp. Still, many people continue to live here, while the city around them changes and new buildings rise in their place. The next common type of housing in Yakutsk is the classic Soviet-style apartment block, called KPD. This stands for Krupnopanelny Dom, which means large panel building. They were built from big concrete panels, which made construction cheaper and faster. These buildings were built all over the Soviet Union in the 1960s to 1980s, when many new homes were needed. But the KPD buildings in Yakutsk are special. Because of the permafrost, they were built on stilts or legs. This helps keep the ground cold. The open space under the building lets cold air flow through, so the heat from the building doesn't melt the permafrost. Thanks to this design, the buildings stay strong and last longer. Overall, there are more than 250 of these KPD in Yakutsk, and thousands of families live there. On the outside, they all look the same, gray, concrete, box-shaped. But inside, completely different stories. Some are newly renovated, others haven't changed in decades. This building is located near city center. There are schools, restaurants, daycares in walking distance. Let's go inside. There is no vestibule, just a staircase, not really comfortable and quite dark. But it's warm here, which is really important in our cold climate. There are about 100 apartments in this building in total. A typical KPD flat has one or two rooms, a small kitchen and a bathroom. This is the bathroom. It has a toilet, a sink, a bathtub. An artificial cactus as decoration. And a heated towel rail. This is a kitchen. There is also a fridge and a washing machine. Like in many other one-bedroom apartments here, the bedroom and living room are combined. It's actually a really cozy place in my opinion. It also has a small balcony. For heating gas, water, electricity, people pay around 8,000 rubles per month, which is around $98. Rent is about 45,000 rubles, which is $550 per month. And buying such an apartment costs roughly 5.5 million rubles depending on location, which is around $67,000.
This is a mailbox where people receive letters, newspapers, magazines if they subscribe. By the way, like this video and subscribe to my channel. You might wonder why some walls are darker than others, like here. It's probably because the owners of these apartments felt cold. Like their walls were cold during winter, that's why they needed more insulation. These buildings are quite old and their panels actually can be outdated, but the other reason might be because the panels themselves were not made very well, and that's why they needed more insulation.
It's not a luxury building, but it's considered as a good place to live in. Many of my friends and relatives live in an apartment like this. Now let's move to something newer. This is Prometei, one of the most modern apartment complexes in Yakutsk. Here you'll find daycares, schools, shops, playgrounds, heated parking, which is super important to have during our cold winters. Everything is nearby and convenient to reach. There are more than 20 buildings with 9 to 16 floors. According to various estimates, between 10,000 and 20,000 people may live here.
My husband and I lived here for 4 years, right in this building. This is where our first son grew up. It was really cozy little apartment, just 33 square meters. But when our second baby was born, we realized that we needed more space for all of us. So we moved to another apartment. Now other people live here, but I still have really good memories about this place. One fun fact, my first videos were made in this apartment and it was really small. It had only kitchen and one bedroom. And I was making video only when my baby was sleeping. So I had to whisper so he wouldn't hear me and won't wake up. And it was really fun to know that my videos have like ASMR effect because I was whispering. But actually, I really didn't have an intention to do this. It's just, I didn't want my baby to wake up. Just fun fact. I wanted to show you one bedroom apartment here. How does it look? It's really similar to the one that we lived in. So I rented one apartment just for one day. Let's go and see.
Unlike the previous two buildings, this one has three entrance doors, which certainly helps retain heat.
Each building has a concierge, someone to take care about shared areas, cleaning, watering plants, and of course making sure that there are no hooligans around. So let's go and see the apartment. This bedroom is around 40 square meters. It's pretty similar to the one that we lived in. Well, it's really simple, like a shower. Let's go to the kitchen. And this is bedroom and living room. And here is a small balcony.
One bedroom apartment here costs around 6 million rubles, which is around $74,000. And utilities are about $60 to $70 a month for a 40 square meters one bedroom apartment. This apartment complex is pretty far from city center. That's why the rent is quite cheap, starting at 40,000 rubles or $500 per month. It's quiet, convenient and clean, and honestly, a great place to live.
Of course, some people prefer private houses. More space, fresh air, and also you can have your own garden and yard. But that comes with challenges too, At least here in Yakutsk, like, there is no sewage system for private houses. Water tanks instead of running water. A long drive to the city center. Every option has its pros and cons. But I think what really matters isn't how fancy your building is. It's how warm and comfortable it feels inside. Because home isn't just walls. It's about the people who live there. So what kind of homes do people live in where you are? Please share in the comments, I would love to know. For now, thank you for watching and have a good day!